It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't answer the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that.
Don't answer the question. What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but not a darn question.
Okay, that needs to be re-edited.
This week on the Little
I love Mushmouth.
Well, the emergency break of the week is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. And here in the morning after Thanksgiving, we're going to give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Let's start with what happened on the station on Thanksgiving. We had some people that were doing different shifts. We were off yesterday, and the hardline was doing the morning show. And at the end of the hardline, it's a longtime tradition that the hardline theme is played. Well, apparently no one alerted Travis, the board operator, to that. And this is what it sounded like yesterday around 10 o'clock.
From Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Snitches. Actually, it's a hardline theme.
The theme's
what I meant. Sorry.
It's just HL theme in the title field.
Sorry, nobody told me we're doing the theme here. Ooh. I should have asked.
That's on me. We've been ending the show for the last, 90 years or so.
We could still do it now.
Working.
Yeah, you can jump right in there any old time. I would be very comfortable if you did, in fact.
But this is close.
All right. So with this, we'll just say we're at end of watch for today.
Oh, hold on. He can do it. He can do it. Just HL theme, title field.
Got it. Here we go. Watch this.
It's like a power chord.
Watch this, he says.
Like distortion. It's going to sound like a Dan Electro kind of turned up to 8.
All right, come on. We can do this.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Those tones.
What's with Jake with the Dan Electro reference?
I don't know. He started trying to help Travis out by telling him where to find it and all that. But, yeah, that took a while yesterday to finally get that hardline theme played. So that is candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the man known as Norm Hitchkiss, who's very good at this e-break game. And this past week, he almost dropped an S-bomb during the show. We're getting there.
But then you start to work around other places. Junior running marathon and doing events. Gordon and his clay pigeon shoot and all of those.
Oh, I thought he was going to call it something else. Shoot.
Shoot. All that clay pigeon
shoot. Just cleaning it up.
Well, there is another word that begins with those two letters, often associated with pigeons.
Yeah, that's why we were laughing.
That was the joke.
Because the way in which
he's giving you credit for your clay shoot. Stop it.
When I came in with the fake Norm there at the end, I thought it was the real Norm.
Yeah,
again.
I know. That was pretty good. Yeah, that was such a double break because then Norm's...
Well, what happened there was...
Why does he do that?
Another word that starts with shh.
Why does he over-explain jokes that everyone's already gotten?
I don't know. Let's hear him do it again.
Okay.
We're getting there.
But then you start to work around other places. Junior running marathon and doing events. Gordon and his... clay pigeon shoot and all of those.
Oh, I thought he was going to call it something else.
Shoot. All that clay pigeon
Just cleaning it up.
Well, there is another word that begins with those two letters, often associated with pigeons.
Yeah, that's why we were laughing.
That was the joke.
Because the way in which
Norm's trying to be nice.
He's
giving you credit for your clay shoot. Stop it. Man. All sorts of voices being thrown out there. All right, there's Norm, candidate number two. candidate number three from the morning show, Scene Bass.
No.
Mm-mm.
He made a funny sound just this morning.
Dallas Mavericks riding a 7-game losing skid, their longest since the rookie season of Dirk Nowitzki. That could grow to 8 as Dallas faces the defending champion Cavaliers tonight in Cleveland. The Cavs own the best record in the East at 11-2. Dirk was back from his Achilles issue on Wednesday night and scored 10 points in 20 minutes in a loss to the Clippers.
Let's hear this isolated.
Dirk was...
Crank Dirk it up there when you play it.
Dirk was...
You right, Sean?
Yeah. Pumpkin pie is still in my throat, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's nasty. All right, so those are your three candidates. We have Travis the Board Op, Norm, or Sean. 888-787-1310. Let's vote responsibly. It is the holiday season, for gosh sakes. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Sports caller, you're on the air.
Am I on IM Radio?
Hey, yes,
this is the fake one. It's fake.
I mean, I want to vote for the hard line. Just, you know, love you. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's fake.
You think that's fake?
That's the fake.
I don't
fake.
Know. That might
I think
be the
that
real
was her.
One.
No, I think that's the fake Natalie Maines.
Okay. What? Yeah. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, I'm Tanya Tucker's dead grandmother's cat. When I'm not singing the tagline, Friendly Chevrolet, I'm voting.
Well, I don't know.
Okay,
right.
Let's just we'll bail out of that one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Muses, Gordon, Stan and Dursky, Ruben's boss. Give me Norm. Also Mazel. Good thing.
All right, thanks. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Jeb, do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yes.
That wasn't the question. Do you think North Texas is good?
Yes, I think they're a lot better this year.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear any of the candidates, so I just vote for
all
everyone.
Right.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, George.
Hey.
Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yes.
Hey, again, one away from the bowl eligibility. Great job filling in for Dave there at the coach's show, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
So my vote is for Norman Hitler Hitzkiss. And Junior, how about those Cubs? That one's for Don Kessinger.
How about those Cubs?
Is he still alive?
I don't think
Don
so.
Don Kessinger?
I'll look that up.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm going to vote for Norm and the death of Junior. Thank you.
Gosh, hey,
dude.
By the way, sorry, Don. Don Kessinger is alive and well.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Gay Cootie.
Okay.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
No, I'm not.
I think that's a Sean vote there from the Rick Carlisle reference there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote.
Okay.
Casual slice, born.
Die.
Almost made it. Hi, you're on the ticket.
You can't use language like that.
And that was not his campaign slogan. Hi.
I'm surprised Gordo hadn't picked up on this, but it's an emergency break every time Aaron Andrews talks.
Hey, what do you mean?
Come on.
I think she's great.
Be nice. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
This is D.D. Cooper, and I like to vote responsibly for Norm Hitzkiss.
Wait, wow. Where are you? Where are you?
No, you're not supposed to know my whereabouts.
You're not supposed to know about.
Well, thanks for listening to the e-break and giving Norm the win.
Whoa!
Yay! Wins again! Norman Hitzkiss wins again.
Then you start to work around other places. Junior running marathon and doing events. Gordon and his clay pigeon shoot and all those.
I thought he was going to call it something else.
Shoot. All that clay pigeon
cleaning it up.
Well, there is another word that begins with those two letters, often associated with pigeons.
Yeah, that's why we were laughing.
That was a joke.
Because the way in which
he's giving you credit for your clay shoot. Stop it. You have the standings in there, Killer?
Yes, sir, I do. That is his sixth win of 2016.
So. What's that?
That's his sixth win of 2016 and 83rd win overall.
What were in
83rd win overall? Okay, good job, Killer.
Man, that was as quick a trip as he has ever had out of the gate.
Hang in there, Killer. It's 8:09 on the ticket.